underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about, what is it? Not conspiracy theories. It's more like, it's conspiracy theories when they're just theories. Because what used to be conspiracy theories are now reality. And you can see all over social medias how the Hollywood people, the famous people, people call it glitch, and oh, they're being mind controlled and all that. But I hope you guys are prepared, because the truth is, it's not glitch, it's not mind control. The truth is, you just see demons performing right in front of you. Wake up, people. I mean, wake up. And you have to first understand what to wake up from. When you wake up to the reality that the world is not your friend, the world is your enemy. Because those who rule the world are worshiping the devil. Here you have your primarily key to understand who you're up against. You're not up against flesh and blood. They put it in a way, it's a deception to make you think that it's a technology, it's a mind control, it's this and it's that. While in real life, it's witchcraft. Those elites, part of the secret society, however you want to call them, all they do is worshiping the devil. And the devil gives them the plan to execute. The devil promised them to live forever. And when it comes time for them to die, the devil says, okay, transfer the consciousness to another human being. It's not true. It's a lie. It's a deception. Because what is being transferred is a demon. And there is a demon who mimics the person. He learns to act like the person while the person is alive. He will learn the person and literally take the persona of the person. So when the person dies, that demon is the one that has been transferred to the next human being and acts like the human being. So to us living, we think it's the human being that came to life. That's what's happening also with the kids. Some children coming and saying, hey, they have lived a life before and they were so and so. And they will give you proof. But I rebuke that spirit of necromancer in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's the name of it. What they do is observe, learn, and mimic. When the person dies, they will go to another human being and then give the knowledge to the person, deceive the person that they're actually another person coming back. And it's the same deception that is going on in the Buddhist. I mean, not just the Buddhist, other religions. They think the person came back. It's the soul that came back. Now, the only one who can allow that is God. You're not capable of doing that. Once you're dead, you are bound to whoever is the master you are bound to when you were alive. So when that spirit comes, it will give information just to deceive you. That's the bottom line. To deceive you to believe in something other than God. That's the deception. So the devil will promise that life, living forever without dying. While in real life, on the day you die, you're dead, you're gone. But who will come and say that? Because you're gone. And the demons will take you down to the devil's dungeon to torture. There will be no peace for you. There will be no kingdom for you. It's a deception. All those people from the secret society, from Hollywood, and all those famous people that is just selling their souls. That's what they're selling their souls for. The devil is promising them to live forever. And he's also promising them a kingdom. So that's appealing to them. And in exchange, what they do, they go out recruiting more people and distract people away from God, trying to get people to come and worship the devil like they do. Because they're being deceived. They don't know what's going on. Some of them do, but once they realize what's going on, they want to get out because it's so evil. And it's blood in and blood out. You can't go in and get out alive. They're going to try to kill. They're going to kill you. And the only way you're going to get out is in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you, if you don't have a power more powerful than the devil to protect you, they're going to kill you. That's the bottom line. And it's flat out witchcraft. They worship the devil, and their practice is nothing but witchcraft. There's no mind control and it's technology. No, it's not. It's not that. It's witchcraft. Cannibals. They eat people, flesh and blood. That's witchcraft. They do human sacrifices. Witchcraft. What do you think abortion is? They're putting money forwards for people to abort their babies. What do you think it is? It's the same protocols that we're doing during in Sodom and Gomorrah in the Babylonian era. Sacrificing their children to demons. That's the same thing. It's the same ritual they're doing. It's just disguised. Witchcraft is right in your house, right around you. And you call it technology. It's a deception. And the reason why you have to see it for what it is, witchcraft, people worshiping the devil, is because when you see that, you know who is your true enemy. And you know your weapons, Jesus Christ. And when you wake up to that reality, don't run around thinking that all you got to do is expose them. You're not a threat to them when you think that all you're going to do is to expose them. You're not a threat to them. The same technology you're trying to use to expose them, they own it. How are you going to win? You're trying to run and get off grid, be vegan, do this and do that. You don't know. They already make preparation for this. The Bible says that even the elects, if God did not help us, even the elects will be deceived. What do you think is going on? The deception is deeper than you think. Don't go out running thinking that you can protect yourself against this. And when you wake up, that is the time to embrace Jesus Christ, to get on your knees. Because you cannot go and wake somebody else up. Holy Spirit is the one who woke you up. You cannot force somebody to wake up. You cannot force them to see what they don't want to see. All you can do is pray for them. The Holy Spirit helps them wake up. And when you wake up, get on your knees and pray that Holy Spirit wake other people up. Because that's where the victory is. Because those devil worshippers, that's what they're doing. What do you think the devil is instructing them to distract us? What do you think he's distracting us from? From God? Because the devil knows that you plus God is the major threat to him. So he's doing all he can to get you astray from God. Rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. What's going to happen? He's going to flee. He can't stand. But you have to get to that point to understand. That's what he's trying to distract you from. To get you to deviate before you even get to God. Not knowing who you are or what you're worth. And he will sift you. Kill you. Destroy you. And that's he's instructing his agents to do. To kill, steal, and destroy. Look at their plans, their agendas. It's to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You have one enemy, the devil, with his demons. And whoever worships them is practicing witchcraft. And they're all doing the same evil purpose. Kill, steal, and destroy. And when you wake up to that reality, I pray that you also wake up to the reality of God. Because you cannot sit down and wake up to the reality of the existence of evil people, but you deny the existence of the devil. That's what's going on nowadays. People are confused. They think that all they have, oh, I got the knowledge. Oh, they're doing this evil. They have this evil plan. And, oh, okay, how are you going to acknowledge the existence of evil without acknowledging the existence of the devil. That's absurd. And that's what's going on. People waking up and feel like, oh, I have to go tell people. What is it that you're going to tell people going to do? It's not going to wake them up. You're just going to pass on information. But those who want to wake up, they're going to wake up. But those who don't, you can't wake them up. But you wake up to that reality and you deny the existence of the devil, who's the true enemy, doing all that. But worse of it is that you want good on earth while denying the God of goodness. You want peace on earth, but you're denying the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. How is that going to work? I pray that when you wake up, you also wake up to the reality of the devil. And if the devil is real, as the back of your hand, so let God be as real as the palm. And when you get to that reality, you know what to do. Develop a relationship with God. Get on your knees. Pray. Worship God in spirit and truth. And go out preaching nothing but God. You don't need to go out preaching people wake up or people, oh, they're doing this. No, because when you do that, you're making the evil bigger than what it is. The evil will never win. Evil will never win. I repeat it again, evil will never win. So leave evil alone. Preach peace. Preach the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. Because when you preach Jesus Christ, you call people to Jesus Christ, the God of love. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to protect us. And what do you think is going to happen? People who follow God, they cannot be mind controlled. They cannot be manipulated. People who worship God, they don't need to be watching news. We don't care for that. And do you think they don't know it? Do you think the devil doesn't know it? What do you think they're so busy distracting you for? What do you think they're spending so many millions and billions in the movie industry? What is it called? What is it called? People, what is it called? Entertainment. What are they entertaining you from? They're entertaining you away from God. When you follow God in spirit and in truth, your entertainment is based on God. What you enjoy is different. And they know it. They know that from back in the Babylonians' times, they know that. That the people that is focused on God, you cannot manipulate them. You cannot control them. They're not going to obey you because they're wired to obey God. That's the solution right there. The more people come to God, the less power they have. And the more united we're going to be. We're talking about unity. People unite. People unite. But the God of unity, we don't want him. How can we unite if we're not on the same page? How can we unite if I say if you rebuke this demon in the name of Jesus Christ, the person is going to feel better. And the guy standing next to me is telling me, oh no, demons don't exist. How can we be in unity in a mentality like that? We all have to be on the same page before God, one Jesus Christ. He is the way. That's why he said he is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can come to the Father except through him. And it's true. He is the only way. If somebody else tells you otherwise, he is a liar. He is with the dark side too. That's why Jesus Christ came. So under one name, we can all follow. Under one name. But I'm talking about the reality of what's going on. It's not a glitch. It's not the matrix. It's not technology. It's witchcraft. Call it for what it is. And that group of people with the secret society, you can call them whatever they are. They're worshiping the devil. They know the reality of the devil. But you are sleeping, thinking that you're running the show, thinking that you know better. They're sitting down there, they know. So when you wake up and you know what's going on, acknowledge and accept the reality of the devil, because he is your enemy. You're not coming against flesh and blood. And once you realize that, I also pray that you accept the reality that only God can defeat him. You cannot defeat the devil. You cannot expose the devil. You cannot take him down. And the people of the devil, you cannot take them down. You got to go to God. Don't tell me, oh no, somebody has to be out there doing the work. Yeah, if that needs to be done, God will raise somebody up to do that. You just get on your knees. If you are called to do that, Holy Spirit will tell you. He will guide you to do it. He'll put you in position to do it. Just focus on God. Develop your relationship with him. And encourage others to come to Jesus Christ. Just focus on that side. And watch. The more we grow in believing in Jesus Christ, the less power the dark side is going to have. The devil is defeated already. It's just a matter of time. So we don't need to focus on him. We need to focus on the light. You don't become light by focusing on darkness. It doesn't work like that. You don't need to go out exposing darkness. No, what you need is to bring the light. That's all. Just bring the light. Don't talk about the darkness. Leave it alone. We all have our fair share of it. Just go on. Talk about the light. Bring the light. Get people to go to the light. And the darkness is going to sway. That's all. And that's what Holy Spirit had put in my heart to share with you, Underground Church. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.